everybody. Today I'm with Alex Morocco, and I met him back in March at Yannick Silver's Underground event. He was one of the scholarship winners for the Young Entrepreneur Program, and back then he wasn't doing too much online, but today he's done two launches, his second earning over $75,000, and he's only 20 years old. So welcome, Alex.
Thank you, Michael. Glad to be here doing this interview with you.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to jump straight in. Where were you back in March? Because from what I understand, you weren't making much online, and now you're making big figures. So I just want to take us back to what you were doing right then.
Well, like you said, I was doing little to nothing at the time back in March, which is really surprising, you know, that I even got one of the scholarships to go to Yannick's event. What I had up to that point was a one ebook that I had set up. I had one of my good friends who knew more about technical internet stuff than me. He set up a website for me, like a WordPress site, and we created a simple sales page, and we took payments just through PayPal. And it was for basketball training, just an ebook for basketball training. We sold it, I think the first price I sold it for was like $14.95, because I didn't think anyone could ever pay me for anything online. You know, I think everyone kind of devalues what they know when they start. So that was basically how I started online. I'm a trainer originally. I train athletes specifically, and I knew a couple other trainers who were in different markets who were already marketing online and making, you know, decent money online. And I thought, hey, why don't I give this a shot? Why don't I give this a try? So that was how I came up to write the ebook. Originally, I wrote it, I think, back in November. And we threw up on a website. We might have sold like 10 copies or something in a matter of like a few months. And that's basically what I had done up to the point of Yannick's Underground seminar in March, where I met you. And that was basically what I had done up to that point. So nothing, basically.
So where was the breakthrough from going to that to your very first launch just months later doing $20,000? What hit you and said, this is how it's done?
It's, you know, I can't actually pinpoint it on a certain event or person I met at Yannick's event, but it was just the entire event really opened my eyes to what I could be doing online. It was the relationships I built from the people I met at that event. I mean, I've been to a few seminars since, and I'm sure you agree that you don't see the type of turnout of internet marketers that you get at Yannick's event. It really is the cream of the crop who are there in the audience, you know, taking notes. So those were the people, you know, at my first event that I was mixing and mingling with and learning from. And now these people I still talk to on a regular basis. So it was really just seeing that, you know, all these guys are doing it. They don't, you know, they're not necessarily any smarter than me. They don't have anything special that I don't have. You know, I can do this. So once, you know, that little voice of doubt that had been in my head was erased, there really wasn't anything holding me back. And I took, you know, I learned some technical things at Yannick's event, but it was really more about really opening my eyes to the possibilities. And from there, you know, you start researching, you start learning. And I really like this launching products online initially. So I basically had this great idea to, you know, I was like, I had the product already done. I know it's a good product. I've gotten good feedback on it from all of the 9 people who had purchased it so far. And I'm like, you know, I think I should quote unquote relaunch this thing and see what we can do. And that's basically how that went.
Wicked. So if you had to point out one person you met at the event and how they impacted on your business, who would you say it was?
I think I'm going to say definitely wasn't this guy Michael Dunlop. He actually, the first guy that comes to mind is a guy named Craig Ballantyne, who is a really, really phenomenal internet marketer. He sells a lot of different fat loss information. He has a product that's called Turbulence Training, if anyone wants to check him out. And he really, I actually met him. I got to go to Yannick's Maverick Mastermind Luncheon, I think he called it or something. It was all his Mastermind members. They had a special luncheon at the seminar. And as one of the scholarship winners, they had me go up and kind of explain where I was in my business and what I was looking to do. And then you have all of Yannick's Mastermind members kind of you know, help you. You're kind of on the hot seat, and they're kind of breaking down your business for you right there. So he was in the audience at that time, and he came up. He literally came up and just started offering information and help, and we ended up spending the whole weekend. We probably met like 3 or 4 times over that weekend, probably, you know, 2 or 3 hours total, going over my business. You know, he was helping me with my long-term plans and where I needed to go and all these different things that, you know, he charges like $1,000 an hour for. And it was really, really cool. And we've stayed in touch since then. I joined his mastermind group right now. So I'm in that and it's been a great help, obviously. So Craig was, you know, the main guy who helped me, and just a couple other names, who I really met and, really helped me out. There's a guy named Greg Poulos who was there. He is an internet marketer, in like the stock trading market. And he does a lot of things with launches and relaunches. And that's kind of where I got the whole launch idea from. And I still stay in touch with him. It turned out we live about 20 minutes away. So that was pretty cool. And, you know, Yannick also, I got to talk to him for a little bit, and he's just brilliant, really awesome guy. And, you know, none of it obviously would have been possible without him. So if he ever hears this, you know, thanks, Yannick. I mean, it was huge for me.
All right, brilliant. And if you had to give any advice to anyone who is right now in your situation, they've already got a product and it's only sold a few copies and they realize they can actually sell a lot more, what would you say to them? How should they go about doing exactly what you've done?
Sure. It's a tough question. When I say it now, I'm going to say that it's really not that hard to sell a product online. You know, people listening go, that's, you know, BS. Obviously, it is hard. Not everyone's doing it. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But there's really only a few things that you really have to take care of, and you just got to have patience with it. And once you do those things, it's going to work out for you. So, you know, you set up your product, you set up your offer, your sales copy, your funnel with your upsells and whatever. And once you have all that set up, I mean, at that point, you need targeted traffic. You need people to come to your site, and if you get enough people, you're going to sell more products. And that's, you know, a big problem. Michael, obviously, you help everyone who follows you on Income Diary and Retire at 21 with traffic generation and things like that. And, you know, really, you do SEO. You write your articles. You make your videos. You work with links and backlinks and things like that. If you want to try it, you can try Google AdWords, and that's, you know, a simple thing to do. To start driving traffic immediately. A big thing that I've really worked on is my affiliates. And what I mean by that is I'm finding people who are already established in my market or in peripheral markets who can push my products to their already established list, the people, their subscribers, and really recruit them to help sell my products. And that's a really easy way to start getting lots of targeted traffic to your website. And those are people that you can eventually sell to. So I would really, you know, you can do the SEO, you can do the paid traffic, you can do all those things, but I really like the idea of working with affiliates. And if you set up a product or QuickBank, it's really easy to give them a big commission. I usually get 50% of every sale to my affiliates. And, you know, there's a lot of, I do a lot of work with recruiting my affiliates. I give them PDF reports, not to give to their list. Those are reports I write just for them, so they can understand how this is going to work, how this is going to convert, how easy I'm going to make this for them. And I think really take care of your affiliates. Go out and find as many as you can. Don't be, have an open mind about it. Like if you're selling, someone like Gary Vee who sells like wine products, he obviously, you know, he sells things like cheese products to go with his wine, things like that. Like you can find people in other markets that are related and you can use those people as affiliates to sell your products. So I really like the idea initially of working with affiliates and really taking care of them and showing them how easy it is to sell. And they'll sell for you forever. They throw a few emails in their autoresponder. If you do a mini launch with their people, a promotion, there's lots of things you can do to start moving product. And at that point, what's really cool about ClickBank is if you do something like a launch or a big promotion with a few different affiliates and you sell a lot of products in a short period of time, your product is going to jump up the rankings on the pages on ClickBank. And once you're on that first page on ClickBank, all those affiliates, that huge affiliate network is going to find you, and then you have all these brand new affiliates who are going to start pushing your product. So there's a lot of benefits to where I think working with affiliates and selling a lot of product in a very short amount. Even I know a lot of people will say that it's not a long-term solution because you need new customers. So I kind of like the idea of using the affiliates initially to bring in all this traffic and customers, And while at the same time you're working on your SEO stuff, your PPC stuff, that's more the long term. So up front you work with the affiliates, and then you're building that stuff right now to work for you in the long term.
All right, wicked. And if you do so many things online, but what do you do that sort of takes your business further? Do you do Twitter? Do you blog? What brings you out in front of everyone and makes you stand out?
Sure. It's really makes me stand out. Oh, I don't really stand out, so just joking. I blog. That's kind of something I've gotten into in the last couple months. And through there, I just give a lot of free information and try and help the people on my list. A good tip I picked up is every time you can move any of your subscribers, even if it's just an inch or a foot, just closer to the goal, to the spot that they want to get to, anytime you can move them a little bit closer, they're going to trust you more, they're going to like you more, and they're going to buy more from you. So that's really my focus with all the blogging I do, with all the – I am on Twitter with the tweeting I do, with any articles I write or videos I make. All I'm focusing on is moving any of my subscribers closer to the spot that they want to get to. That's kind of my goal, and you know, you can talk about positioning and branding and things like that, but that's really, you know, if they feel like you're helping them specifically, I think that's going to make a big difference for you long term in terms of them buying stuff from you or really following you closely.
All right, great. And you've got your one of your products is called The Truth About Fitness, and you've got Truth About Quickness. And What do you think it's important to niche yourself further down, because your quickness is only a small bit about, you know, running and being an athlete. Do you think it was important for you to niche yourself very far down? Do you think people with small niches should go into business with making a product?
Yes, absolutely. Niche marketing is a very it's a huge piece in terms of marketing, and it's a very general piece that I think a lot of people mistake themselves in it to start. I would say that niche marketing is finding your niche, finding your people is one of the most important things you can do if you're going to be selling info products online. And you talk about something like quickness, which for an athlete is just one component of training as an athlete, yet obviously, as you can tell what I did, that there is a market for it. So if you're in some type of small niche, you know, that's what your expertise is in, and you don't think anyone's out there to buy it, I think it's evidenced by The Truth About Quickness. You definitely can make it. There's lots of people I know who are in really, really tiny niches who do incredible things, and it just comes down to the marketing. And I definitely think people who are in tiny niches can do really well online.
Just to add to that, I think it is important to niche yourself a lot, because, I mean, for example, if you want to do a product about being an internet entrepreneur and how to make money online, loads of people are interested, but the likelihood of you knowing everything, you know, there's a saying, jack of all trades, master of none. And although that's great for being an internet entrepreneur, when you want to learn from someone, you want to learn from the best at something very small. For example, if you're the best at quickness, I should go to you instead of getting a product about fitness and only having a little bit about fitness where it's not so detailed and obviously the guy doesn't know so much about. So when it's with niches, I think it's really important to be the best at that so you can provide the most value. So I think that's great that you've niched yourself down, and I think everyone listening to this should focus on niching themselves as far down as possible, just being the master at one thing sharing that.
And to add to that, also, the person out there who's searching for this information, like, you're speaking directly to them. You know, if there's someone who's online and searching how to get quicker, you know what I mean, and they find some do-all, you know, giant fitness product, then it might not be interested, but they find this specific product that's just about quickness, you know, you're talking to them, and they're a lot easier to convert.
Yeah, exactly. Great advice. And so you went from doing a $20,000 launch to doing your next launch being at $75,000. What took you from 20 to 75? What was the key element?
I charge a lot more for my product.
And do you think pricing is important then? Having a bigger price?
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the biggest difference, but there's, I mean, obviously price elasticity is a giant thing, and it's really something you can't be set on that, you know, this is the price and this is what I'm going to charge for it. You got to test different prices and find out what the market is willing to pay for it, because a lot of people are leaving a lot of money on the table when they just get stuck on a price or they don't think people will pay that much for it. There's definitely something to be said for perceived value of a product, in that if you have product A and product B and they're the exact same thing, but product A costs $20 and product B costs $100, I would be willing to bet that more people would be more interested in product B simply because it costs more and therefore it has to be better. So that's something to keep in mind. And I mean, this was a bigger product. I add a lot more value to it than the first product I did, so I could charge more for it. I just learned. You know, you learn a lot from the first launch, things that I did wrong that I wanted to do better this time around, which I think I did. And obviously, there were still a lot of mistakes I made. This is my first time announcing this, but we started collecting opt-ins for the pre-launch at midnight. I think it was on like a Tuesday, maybe like Tuesday at midnight or something like that. And the AWeber code for the opt-in didn't even work for the first half hour. So we had like something like 400 or 500 people come to the site in the first half hour as some affiliates sent out emails, and we couldn't even collect their emails. So there are a lot of mistakes that we made this time around, and we obviously still did well. So you're always, you're never great at what you're doing. You're always learning. Everything is just a learning process that you can build on. So there are just a couple of things I learned the first time around that I was able to implement this time around that I fixed, and I think it made a really big difference. One thing we did this time that we didn't do last time was we did a blog, not at a blog contest, but we did a contest during the pre-launch where I offered a free product of the truth about quickness to everyone on the pre-launch list based on the best response I got for why they wanted it, why they deserved it, what they're going to do with it once they got it as an athlete. And we ended up getting over 1,200 responses in terms of emails back after I put out that call. So not only was I able to give away a free product during the pre-launch, but that social proof from having, from being able to get 1,200 emails about this, is huge. People are thinking, people who are on the fence are now like, wow, there's, 1,200 other people who are that interested in this, like that maybe this is something I should consider. I probably should be doing this. It's just that groupthink theory where if everyone's doing it, then it must be right. So, and that was a mistake I made also right there, which I don't know if anyone caught that, but it was just in the emails that I did the contest. I had people emailing me back telling me why they wanted it. What I should have done was put it on a blog and had 1,200 comments on the that would have been even better, obviously. So, next launch I do, obviously I'm going to have that ready. But, you're always learning. That's the key. And to make sure that you notice your mistakes and you figure out how you can improve them and then just implement it at that point.
All right, wicked. And we were talking about pricing, and I think it's important to quickly note that a lot of people who do start products, like you said yourself, you charge like $14 or something when you first thought of creating a product. But there's a big difference between offline and online books. A lot of people do their paperback books, and they can't sell for too much. But when you're online, you sort of have more of a chance to market yourself. And if you're changing lives, which a lot of us are doing, because you're giving the information that can drastically change what they're doing, and so you can't really even put a price on that, so you can charge a lot more. It may sound, not right, but for you to have to share that information, it should be worth something. So I think you should definitely explore with pricing, so that's good. And if you could go back in the time machine, Alex, to your, 6 months of being an internet entrepreneur, what would you do differently?
I don't know that I would change anything. I like the route I've taken. I think I've built up a business that is sustainable right now and is always growing. I'm searching my brain right now to see if I can find anything for you. I would... No. I don't know that I would change anything. I've enjoyed the process and everything. Maybe I would have gone to Ryan's Continuity Summit with someone other than you, but that was about it.
Oh, come on. You must have picked up a few good tips from me. Or at least, if not from me, you would have got some chance to network with my entourage or something.
Yeah, all four of them.
Wicked. So, okay, that's great to check. And we have been mentioning events and seminars. Do you think it's important to get to these things? Because you're in a mastermind group. You went to Yannick's, you went to Ryan's, and you've been to a few others, I believe. Do you think it's important that people are going to these events?
I think it is uniquely important. I think it's almost a must for anyone who really wants to succeed in this business. And it's not for what you at the seminars. The two biggest things I've learned at seminars, and it's been the same at all of them, is it's about the people you meet and network while you're there, and it's also the feeling that you have after you leave. You're never as motivated as you are when you leave a seminar. It's incredible how the week after every seminar I've ever been to, I get so much work done in that week. It is literally remarkable. I have all these great ideas coming in my head at that time. So just for that, you know, that feeling I get after a seminar, I think is amazingly important. And then obviously, as I said before, it's the people you meet at these seminars and network with, all the joint venture opportunities, all the learning opportunities, so many different things that happen at seminars that you can't do from your home. So I hugely, hugely recommend anybody listening that you pay whatever the fee is to go to any of these seminars and you just do it, because it's going to be worth at least 10 times back on whatever you pay to go.
I can remember when we got back from Yannick Silver's seminar, because it's the first time I had a real good opportunity to hang out with like-minded and the same sort of age as me, because usually everyone's like 12, 10 years at least older than me, so I hadn't really had that opportunity. And this time, they had 10 young entrepreneurs there, and most of them were around 18 to 20 years old, so that's cool. But when we got back from, actually at the event, I can remember we were in the lobby, all like 5-6 of us, and we were constantly throwing ideas at each other and networking and just trying to help each other out. But when I got back, we all exchanged Skype, and at least 5 or 6 of us constantly in a conference call while we're working. And I remember up to being like 3 or 4 a.m. in the morning, I was trying to work on American time because you were all American. And I'd never been so motivated. I'd never done so much work. That was because of Yannick's event, I actually started Income Direct, because I had the idea for it, but I had to have something that pushed me to actually do it, something to motivate me. And that's the thing. I mean, we all have these ideas, but we never always have the confidence or really have that push to do it, and that's what the seminars do. And you meet people who will push you to do it as well.
Yes.
Exactly how I felt about the event. It was brilliant, you know. Not just me, Alex, of course. All right, so I've got a few quick fire questions to end off the interview.
Sure.
If you had to choose one thing that you liked most about the internet, what would it be?
The massive amount of people that I can reach and help, as opposed to just working in my local market. The internet market is humongous, and I can help out so many more athletes this way than if I just stuck to the local gym.
All right, and what
something
do you,
like that.
All right, wicked. And what do you like least about the internet?
Way too much free time on my hands right now.
Yeah, actually, you
I don't
were
know what to do with myself.
We were discussing this earlier about you haven't. You used to work, when we got into it, you were working really hard on your plans to launch and stuff. But, like, now you have nothing to do. So this sort of brings me to the internet lifestyle. What is your definition of the internet lifestyle? How do you live it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like I told you, I just bought a brand new convertible. I'm only 20 years old. Like, I'm driving around in that. I went to the dealership, and I couldn't even, like, this is crazy. I couldn't even get credit to get a loan or anything. I literally had to find a car that I could just pay cash for. So I literally wrote a check and bought a car. Like, the internet, I couldn't have done that no other way without the internet. So it's like, you know, I wake up, I sleep in, I write some emails, I might blog, make a video, write an article, but there's not much I can do right now. I'm just trying to, I'm just enjoying it. You know, I see a lot of movies, I hang out with my friends, I have freedom, I can do what I want. And the internet's provided that for me. No question.
Incredible. And only after 6 or 7 months, even if that.
Not even, it's about 5 months at this point.
So you've gone from 5 months making like $100 from any book to doing like $75,000 in like a week or something. That's incredible. And what was the fate of the guy?
It's basically zero to six figures in about 4 months.
Incredible.
Pretty cool.
And if you had to, and what was the guy's face at the dealership like when, like, you know, some 20-year-old kid walks in and is like, oh, just take this convertible, please. It's like...
I think he was just excited to get all that money up.
Yeah. I'm sure he doesn't get that very often.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And what's the best advice you've ever been given?
I'm gonna say two things here. The first thing that everyone just needs to pay attention to is if you have an idea, if you have something you think you can be doing, that you just need to forget everything else and take action with it. You need to take massive action with whatever you're doing. Don't let the naysayers or whatever you're hearing hold you back. You really that's been the biggest thing for me. It's not that I'm uniquely creative or intelligent or anything like that. It's just been the massive speed of implementation that I've been able to do. So that's the first thing. Just take massive action with whatever you're doing. Don't let doubts or anything hold you back. You got to like try and capture that post-seminar feeling all the time. It'll make a huge difference for you. The second thing, which I'm kind of learning right now, is that once you have your subscribers, once you have your followers and the people who are buying from you and customers and things like that, don't just create products that you think they'll want. I know a lot of people who create products because they want it or they... Well, what you need to be doing is you need to be always, always, always surveying your list. Find out what it is that they're having problems with, and then you create the solution for them. That's where your product comes in. So that's... I'm doing a lot of that right now, is really surveying them and finding out what they want so I know where to go next. I don't care what it is that I want. I care what they want, and that's what I'm going to be providing for them.
That's a really great way to look at everything. You did just mention the fact that there's so many people that are negative, especially when you're young, and you say, oh, this year I'm going to go off and build myself an internet business and make six figures. So many people, especially when you're young, when you say that, people just like laugh it at you and just like say, no, you're not going to do it, and put you down and make fun of you. What would you say to other people in your position when you were starting to get over that, because it can affect a lot of people when someone says, yeah, no, you won't do this, you know, it does take you back and it does affect you. So what would you say to people?
The big thing is that you got to obviously ignore them and focus on what you're doing, and you can't really let things like that get in your way. And obviously that's easier said than done. A cool thing I like to do whenever I feel like, you know, how can I do this? I'm too young. Like, I don't know enough. All those types of things. Is literally, I mean, this is kind of a plug for you, but it's true. Just go on Income Diary. Go on Retired 21 and just read one of those interviews. And tell me that by the time you're not done reading that interview, you're not made it after to do what you need to do. It makes a huge difference. I really like to read interviews whenever I feel like that. So I definitely recommend other people that go on any, either Michael Seitz, and read any of those awesome, awesome interviews with those awesome entrepreneurs that he's done, and tell me if you still feel like you can't do it after.
Thanks very much, Alex. Okay, my last question is, who do you look up to most online? Who's your role model for your business?
In terms of...
Michael.
Internet. What'd you say?
I was coughing and saying my name. I kid. Don't worry, I don't need any more praise.
The big guy who I've learned more about marketing from than anyone else is easily Frank Kern. I think all the information he puts out is just awesome. I love the way he runs his business and how he set it up so he doesn't work very often, and when he does, he's providing awesome value for his customers, and he does it in a really cool way that people like. And it's not coming off as marketing, it's coming off as you're their friend and you're like, hey, let me help you out, this is pretty cool. So I really, really like Frank Kern. I've studied everything that he puts out, and I'm trying to model myself after him, no question about it.
What a good role model to have. All right, wicked. Is there any last advice you want to give to Income Diary readers before you go?
No, not really.
All right.
I will tell them that I'll give you my email, so if anyone actually has any personal questions for me, that I will be glad to help out any of Michael's readers one-on-one, no problem about it.
Alright, wicked. Or you could just comment below. Either will do great. Alright, yeah. Thanks very much, Alex. It's been a pleasure to interview today.
You're welcome, Michael.